Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 134 for Friday, November 4th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ACE Futures Canada canola market was $3 to $6 per ton weaker on Friday, with the January contract at $508. Ideas that weather in Western Canada may be improving pressured canola, and spillover losses from other vegetable oil markets added to the downside. Manitoba and Saskatchewan are expected to see temperatures above 10 degrees Celsius and limited precipitation into the weekend, which may help dry out fields. Overnight and weekly losses in the Malaysian palm oil market added pressure to Chicago Board of Trade soy oil and, in turn, canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were mostly unchanged while wheat was up. Soybeans were up a quarter of a cent to close to 2 cents, with the January contract at $9.91 a bushel. Soybeans were slightly higher ahead of the weekend as traders were positioning ahead of key data due out from the United States Department of Agriculture next week. Strong export sales reported by the USDA added to the upside. However, harvest pressure capped gains. Ideas that producer selling has increased added to the downside. Spillover weakness from the Malaysian palm oil and soy oil markets were also bearish. Corn was a quarter of a cent weaker to half a cent stronger, with the December contract at $3.48 a bushel. The market was mixed but mostly unchanged on Friday as weakness in crude oil put pressure on corn. Weaker energy prices reduced the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of biofuel. However, ideas that demand from South Korea will be strong this year were bullish. Range-bound technical trading kept prices steady ahead of the weekend. Wheat was up 1 to 2 cents with the Chicago December contract at $4.13 a bushel. Wheat was underpinned by lingering concerns about the quality of Australian and Canadian crops. Trader positioning ahead of next week's reports was also a feature. However, weaker export numbers reported by the USDA capped advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, November 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.